Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Howdy, friends. Happy to be there.
Don't you mean happy to be here?
Listen, I'm just doing my job and reading what the script says, Juki.
Juki? Oh, now I know that that's a mistake. Wait, mistake? What?
Cake. I want some. Now I'm distracted.
Ugh, what a rough start to today's episode. I don't know what's going on. Our scripts are usually perfect.
You're right. Kind of like today's attribute, holy. And I'm not talking about the kind of holy that describes Swiss cheese.
When we say God is holy, it means that he is completely perfect, unlike this script, and free from sin.
So if this kind of holy isn't talking about those fun empty spaces in a block of cheese, what exactly does that mean?
Matt, I just thought of someone who can help us with both of our issues today. Someone who can fix this script and explain how God is holy. He's an editor. Let's say editor together.
Editor.
Did someone say editor?
Hello, it's our good friend, Eddie Tor. Welcome to the show, Eddie.
Thanks for having me, Julie and Matt. This interview will be the highlight of my day.
Two punny points for Eddie. He's a natural.
You could say that Eddie really knows how to read the room.
And my co-host answers back with a slam dunk.
Quite excellent, Julie. You really proofed yourself with that joke.
Oh my goodness, my heart is nearly full from all this hilarious punnery. I think I made up that last word.
Yeah, pretty sure you did there, Matt.
Thanks for keeping us error-free, Eddie.
That's one of my jobs as an editor. I spend my time reading, studying, and examining writing to make sure it is as completely perfect as possible.
Oof, that sounds like a lot of pressure.
It is, but I love it. I want the things we produce for writers to be at the highest standards because they put a lot of time and effort into their work. You might say I'm a perfectionist.
On today's episode of God's Big Story, we're learning about how God is holy. I know it has something to do with being perfect, like the writing you edit, but I'm not quite sure I understand what it means.
Well, I think I can help you there, Matt. To be holy means you are different, but not in a bad or wrong way. Actually, the opposite of that. God is holy, meaning he's completely perfect and separate from sin. There's absolutely nothing bad or sinful about God. He is the most perfect being, the only perfect being in the universe. And that is one of the attributes that makes him different.
Oh, stop the presses. You just said holy, being completely perfect and separate from sin, is an attribute that makes God different from people. So that means it's an in. incommunicable attribute?
Quite right, quite right. Those things are only true of God. No matter how good I get at my job of editing, I'll never be perfect at it. And no matter how hard you try to be completely separate from sin, you will make mistakes. But the great news is, Jesus died for those sins because Jesus came to save sinners.
This has been a real treat.
Gosh,
I mean treat. Eddie, we really need you to edit this script next time.
I'd be more than happy to clean it up for you.
Well, thanks for joining us today and sharing what you know.
Of course. I hope this helps you learn even more as you hear today's story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, we're going to learn that God is holy by reading about when a man, a prophet named Isaiah, had a vision of the Lord in God's temple.
A prophet is someone who speaks for God. Put your hands around your mouth like you're proclaiming loudly for all to hear. And a vision is a miraculous view of something that you normally don't and can't see.
One day, while Isaiah was visiting and worshiping in the temple, he saw something miraculous that he had never seen before. God gave him a vision that would change him forever.
The Bible says that day, Isaiah got to see God. In Isaiah's vision, God was sitting high on a throne way up in the room. Think of the tallest room you've been in and imagine someone sitting in a chair that was so high, the person sitting in it reached the ceiling.
And there's more. In the vision, God was wearing a robe, like a king's robe, not a bathrobe. The beautiful robe was so long, it filled up the entire temple.
And God had an audience in Isaiah's vision. Around and above God on his throne were beautiful creatures with wings who had one job, to worship God. Because only he is worthy, only he is holy.
Hey, there's our word, the attribute for today, holy. Now I really want to know what the creatures around God were saying.
Well, then let's get a closer look at what they said by reading from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 3. I'll give you just a moment to find it. Isaiah 6, 3. Remember, it's always okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Isaiah 6:3 says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
Can you hold up your fingers for how many times the creatures said God is holy? That's right, 3 times. They really, really, really wanted everyone, especially Isaiah, to know that God is completely perfect and separate from sin.
The Bible goes on to say that when Isaiah saw and grasped how holy God is, he immediately realized something about himself, that he was not holy. Isaiah felt convicted or bad about sins he had committed against God and others, the sins that separated him from God because God is separate from sin.
Isaiah did the right thing when he realized this. He confessed his sin to God. He told God the truth about his sin. What do you think happened next?
Well, God did what God always does when we confess our sins in faith. He forgave Isaiah. He said to Isaiah, "Your guilt or your sin is taken away."
What a merciful God. Oh, that sure sounds like another attribute. I hope we get to talk about it in another episode this season.
I'm so glad that God forgave Isaiah in our story today, because that means that God can also forgive us. He sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life, die on a cross, and be buried in a tomb, only to be raised again 3 days later. all so we could confess our sins, repent, and believe that Jesus came to save sinners.
Hey, parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 seconds. Now, I've got this.
5 seconds fly through review.
Wow, nice. Well, as you can hear, our friend Eddie is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Eddie.
All right, I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout our answers together and see if you've got it right.
Okay, everyone, are you ready?
Here we go!
Question number 1. True or false? An attribute is a word that tells us what someone or something is like.
True.
Question number 2. Fill in the blank. God is holy. He is completely perfect and separate from
sin.
Yes, that is very correct. Well done. Question number 3. Fill in the blank. An attribute of God that is only true of Him is called
incommunicable.
Indubitably. Question number 4. True or false? God forgave Isaiah's sins.
True.
Yes, quite right. The last question, question number 5. True or false? God forgives those who confess their sins and believe in Jesus.
True.
Jesus came to save sinners.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, draw a picture of Isaiah's vision. What do you think God's presence in the temple looked like? And don't forget about the flying creatures. Those will be really fun to draw.
As we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us of God's attributes.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, unchanging, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious, sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, unchanging, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious, sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
Our God is worthy.
listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about how God is holy, you can turn to Isaiah chapter 6 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye. Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, BIG STORY.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.